again. What? You mean they're not coming to a social event where there's no men and no booze? It's shocking. I don't care. As long as my mom's here. Oh my God, your mother. What, my mom's not going to be here? Well, given that we forgot to invite her, it would be an awfully big coincidence if she was. God! Well, if it wasn't my fault, Phoebe was in charge of the invitations. Well, I don't have a mother, so often I forget that I'll give it a rest. So my mother is not coming to my baby shower? No. Neither is mine. But you know what? Don't worry. Okay, we'll take care of it. We'll call her. Just go home and get ready. Please, make sure she comes. It's really important to me. I mean, it's my mom. I know. What's her number? I don't know. Go. I have my book. Go. Wait a minute. If you're in charge of the invitations, why am I the one who had to call? Hello, Mrs. Green. Hi, it's Monica Geller. Oh, hello, Monica. Hi, I know this is last minute, but we've decided to throw an impromptu baby shower for Rachel today. I know. My daughters told me about it when they received their impromptu invitations a month ago. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
For what, dear?
For not inviting me or for lying about it. Oh my God, my ass is sweating. I'm sorry for everything, really. I mean, there's a lot of planning in a baby shower. I mean, you know, things get overlooked, and, Phoebe's mother killed herself. Why? Did you forget to invite her, too? Oh, you're so funny. Oh, please, can you come? It starts at 4:00. Well, all right. I'll see you at 4:00. Thank you. Isn't it at 3:00? Son of a bitch! No one told you that was your It would be so great if I got this, because you never know what could happen to you on a soap, but I could be a game show host forever, like that Bob Barker guy. He's been doing The Price is Right for 75 years. I bet the ratings weren't good for the first 25, you know, before there was television. But the problem, this game is really complicated. Oh, come on, you said the same thing about hungry, hungry hippos, and last week you beat Ben. Yeah, I have to be honest with you guys, you kind of let me win. We auditioned in a couple of hours, and I don't even understand the game. Oh, do you want some help? Oh, really? That'd be great. You guys can be the contestants. Awesome. Okay, I guess we can lose the junior high girls some other time. Yeah, is that a cool man? Okay. Our first contestant is Ross Geller. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Ross? Well, I'm a paleontologist. I live in New York. I have a son, Ben. Hi, Ben. And I said a little bit, Ross. Now, how about you, Chandler? Now, Joy, I'm a headhunter. I hook up out-of-work Soviet scientists with rogue third-world nations. Hi, Rasputin. Excellent. Let's play Bamboozle. Chandler, you'll go first. What is the capital of Colombia? Bogota. It's Bogota, but close enough. Now, you can either pass your gender loss or pick a wicked wango card. What does a wicked wango card do? I should know that. Let's see, just a moment, please. Here we are. A wicked wango card determines whether you go higher or lower. Higher or lower than what? This is embarrassing. Can you believe how lame this is? I'm sorry, I don't believe contestants are allowed to talk to each other. Oh, I told the stripper to be here at 5. That's good, right? You ordered a stripper for the shower that is totally inappropriate. What, he's gonna be dressed as a baby? Oh, hi, Mrs. Green. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you could make it. Yes, thank you so much. And again, we're so sorry. We could not feel worse about it. Try. Oh, there's my little girl. She's still mad. Yeah, I know. Isn't it great one less person we have to make small talk with? Hey, how are you? Yeah, yeah, okay. Sandra's mad at you, too. It doesn't bother you? Well, look, we've apologized twice, and I can't do any more than that. I know you hate it when people are mad at you, but, you know, you just have to be okay with it. Okay. You can do that. I gotta go powder my ass. Look at that face. Just like when you were in high school. If I didn't know better, I'd say you were a cheerleader in trouble. Come on, let's get some tea. My. Look at that. Only 3 weeks to go. Now, have you picked your nanny yet? Now, I don't want you to just use your housekeeper, because it will just split her focus. Oh, well, actually, I'm not going to use a nanny, and I don't even have a housekeeper. It's like you're a cave person. Rachel, you must get a nanny. You don't know how overwhelming this is going to be. I mean, when you were a baby, I had full-time help. I had Mrs. K. Mrs. K, she was sweet. She taught me Spanish. I actually think I remember some of it. Tu madre es loca. Such a sweet woman. And more important, she became a part of our family.
That's right, Mrs. K. What did that body stand for?
I have no idea, dear. She was the nanny. Well, as great as she was, I can't afford that. Oh, sorry. Sometimes I forget not everyone has alimony. Oh, Rachel. I just had the greatest idea. I'm gonna come live with you.
What?
Oh, I'm so happy I'm gonna do this for my little girl. Oh, look at you. You have tears in your eyes.
Yes, I do.
Would you like to take another question or spin the wheel of mayhem? The wheel has not been my friend tonight, Joey. I'll take another question. Okay. This is gonna be tough. Hold your breath. It's okay. I'm ready. Now, do you get a hold your breath to your way to answer the question? It's part of the game. Ridiculous. It's not possible. Okay. What do you have a fear of if you suffer from this phobia? Trish? Holy cow, that's a big word. Seriously, look at this thing, Chandler. How do you say that? Let me see that. This one right here. Frisky back the Bobby. Fear of Triscuits! No! No! Fear of the number 13. Fear of Triscuits? It's possible. They've really sharp edges. Alright, Jamie, wait a minute, I believe I'm entitled to use my angel pass for a free turn. Yes, yes, but you can only use it once, so choose wisely. This is tricky. I mean, I am in the lead, but I would love another shot at the golden monkey. This game makes no sense. You're just upset because you're losing. Oh, come on, Ross. I think we're all losers here. I would like to hang on to my angel pass, please. Alright. Jenna, you can either spin the wheel or pick a Google card. Let me think. Oh, I don't care. You must choose, Mr. Bay. Either, it makes no difference. Choose, you jackass. I'll take a card. Okay, you pick the gimme card. You get all of Ross's points. What? This game is kind of fun. You don't think it's a little crazy that you get all my points just because you think the contestants are supposed to speak to each other? Now, do you want to start opening presents? Because it seems like people are getting itchy to leave. And when I say people, I mean me. Why did you invite my mother? What? She wants to move in with me and Ross to help take care of the baby. For how long? 8 weeks. I mean, I love my mother, but my God, a long lunch with her is taxing. I personally would be honored if she wanted to live with me. She can't hear you. But come on, what am I gonna do? Don't want your mother to move in with you, just tell her. You're right. I mean, I'm about to have a baby. I can tell my mother that I don't want her to be sleeping on my couch. Oh my God, she's going to want to sleep in my bed with me. This cannot happen. That's right. That is right. You go over there and tell her you do not want her to live with you. Do not take no for an answer. Look. This is great. Now she's gonna be mad at Rachel. And I'm just gonna swoop in there and be like the daughter she never had. Oh, honey, you have to let it go. Okay. didn't accept an apology. It's just so simple. I'm sorry, Sandra. That's okay, Monica. I forgive you. And by the way, you're very pretty. I have new respect for Chandler. Yes, and I think that the first gift that Rachel opens should be from the grandmother of the baby, because you're the most important person in this room, and in the world. Well, I don't have a gift because I wasn't invited until the last minute, but thank you so much, Chip, for bringing up everybody's attention. How about you less important people? Let's open your present. Well, it's okay that you didn't get me a gift. Well, I kind of did. Me. 8 weeks of me. Okay, see, Mom, the truth is I can do this on my own, sweetheart. I know you're going to be a terrific mom. I just think you need a little help, especially at the beginning. But, Mom, I really know what I'm doing. I can handle this. Really? Remember Twinkles? He was a hamster. I'm not going to vacuum up my baby. Okay, come on, Rach. It's present time. You know, you're the glue holding this whole party together. It's kind of falling apart here. Ooh, look. Wow. Okay. This is from your friends at work.
Ooh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
Oh, I know what this is. Wait a minute. That can't be right. Is that a beer bong for a baby? Darling, that's a breast pump. Leave a baby alone. I think you would be safe. You know, not as safe as she would be with me, the baby dummy. Opening the presents is a little overwhelming right now, so I think, I'm just gonna maybe open them all a little bit later, but thank you all for coming and for these beautiful gifts, and this basket is beautiful. It's actually a bassinet. Okay, Mommy, don't ever leave me.
In what John Huston film would you hear this line? Badges? We don't need no stinking badges.
Treasure Sarah Marjorie!
Correct! Is a possible backwards bonus.
Marjorie Sierra, the treasure!
Yes!
What the extra points for that? Fair not bats! And that dark matter chest, the golden mother, please?
Wise choice, how many rounds?
Six!
And always can only mean one thing.
Oh, my God!
It's an audio question. Name this television theme song.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Worth a shot.
Hey, if I am red and sweaty, I just bamboozled Chandler.
Might be more at home in the garage.
We don't have a garage.
Did I say garage? I meant garbage.
You know what, Mrs. Green? Maybe it's not absolutely vital that you live with us.
But Rachel needs help with the baby. I don't know anything.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true.
Oh, no? Thieves, Monica, do I know anything about babies? Nope, not a thing. Mm-mm. It's frightening.
Even if she doesn't know anything, I do. And I'll be there to show her.
That's exactly what Rachel's father told me. But you know what he said at the first 3 a.m. feeding? I'm tired. You take care of it. Which I later said to him when he wanted to have sex.
Well, I'm not Rachel's dad, and no offense, but he's an ass.
I do like you, Ross.
Look, I have a son. His mother and I didn't live together, and whenever he was with me, I took care of him all the time by myself.
That's true. You do have another child.
Yeah.
With another woman. Have you no control, Ross?
That's a different issue. The point is, when the baby comes, I will be there to feed her and bathe her and change her. And more than that, I want to do all those things.
Well, then you really don't need me to live with you.
Yes! Yes, you're gonna be so missed.
You're gonna be a great father.
Oh, you're gonna be a wonderful grandma.
Hello? I still don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Come on, every first-time mother feels that way. You're gonna pick it up. Hey, you will. Look, you know when you first came to the city, you were this spoiled, helpless little girl who would still use daddy's credit cards, remember?
I hope you're going somewhere with this.
Look at you. What's in your head? You're this big executive. You are much more capable than you give yourself credit for. I have no doubt you're going to be an incredible mother. I'm telling you.
All right, you two. I'm gonna get going. No, sweetheart. You stay put. I'll let myself out. It's like I'm not here. Which I almost wasn't.
Oh.
What do I do? Nothing. You have apologized to her like a million times. And she's been nothing but terrible to you. And don't forget, you just throw her daughter a lovely, albeit slightly boring, shower. And she hasn't even thanked you for it. You know what? You're right. Yeah, I mean, if you want to say anything to her, I'd tell her off. Really? Uh-huh. Okay. I will. Mrs. Green. Mrs. Green. It is rude to leave a party without saying goodbye to the host. Yeah, and also, when someone apologizes to you, the decent thing to do is to accept it. Because what I did to you, it wasn't on purpose. But what you're doing to me now is just plain spiteful.
Spiteful?
That's right. Maybe it's time you took a good hard look in the mirror, young lady. Old lady. Lady. Wrap it up, wrap it up, wrap it up. So, whenever you're ready to apologize to me, I will forgive you. Good day. I can't feel my legs. You're fantastic. I'm so proud of you. You're proud of me too. You should be. Could you give me something to drink? You got it! Okay. Mrs. Green, okay, I'm really sorry! I apologize if you don't know! Okay, I did my job! But I'm still... really sorry. Okay, I'm ready.
You sure?
Yes, I've done my studying and I really know my stuff.
All right then.
Rachel very much played bad balls old. How do you test the temperature of the baby's bath water? Put your elbow in it. Excellent. How do you put a baby down for a nap? Full, dry, on its back, and no loose covers.
That's correct. There's a hopping bonus here, but I don't suggest you take it. Okay. This is an audio question. What do you do when the baby makes this sound?
Check if it's wet. Check if it's hungry. Perfect.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, you want another question or a wicked Wendy card?
A card. Pick a card.
Oh, I'm sorry. You've been bamboozled.
you're gonna be a terrible mother. I'm no son of Armageddon's. Please don't walk away. I've gone too far.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，讲啊。